Lord inspires the prophet Isaiah to tell us this message for the day. For the mountains may depart, the hills be moved, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Who gathered here today would not like to be blessed by God? No hands going up, right? Well, they shouldn't. We all look to the blessings of God. Because from God come what? He is the one from whom all blessings will flow. So let God be praised in our first reading for today. We have a continuous flow of blessings in what we just heard. What do we have? Steadfast love, peace with God, and compassion from God. Let these three start as our starting point, realizing the blessing for this morning. You are blessed by God in the fact that these three blessings will, first of all, never depart from you. They're there forever. Why? Because these blessings don't depend upon you. They all depend upon the promise of God. But wait, think about that just for a minute. These blessings will never depart. If these blessings will never be removed, doesn't that mean that you have them right now? Kind of a rhetorical question, because when you think about it, that's exactly what they mean. You are in possession of those blessings from God right now. Love, peace, and compassion from God, the eternal God. So yes, we can all boldly say that I have love, I have peace, and I have compassion from God, and I have it right now. Fellow redeemed, take a minute and take a look at each other who have gathered in God's house. You don't have to turn very far. Look across the aisle. Look at the back of somebody's head in front of you. If they look forward to you, kind of look at their faces. This is the communion of saints. This is with whom you share the blessings of God. We all gather as one family, our Heavenly Father. Christians around the world gather in particular this day for one purpose: to be the communion of saints and to share the blessings of God. And you know that for a fact, because God sent his prophet to confirm it for you. Isaiah confirms those blessings for you. And then came God to us in person, in the work of his Son, Jesus Christ, to physically confirm these blessings to us. Picture in your mind, if you would, picture Jesus, the Son of God, sitting on a hillside. Okay, I kind of see him just like this, kind of waiting for everyone to gather. All down the hillside, you have all kinds of disciples, meaning those who are following Jesus right now, gathering. It's all overlooking the beautiful Sea of Galilee. Picture yourself there, looking at Jesus, waiting, hoping for some good news to come your way. And you know what? That's exactly what God did. And Jesus, God sat on a hillside and told the people they were already blessed. But notice, he doesn't mention house or home, didn't talk about family or friends, neither did he talk about health or wealth. What did Jesus tell them? You are blessed because yours is the kingdom of heaven. You are blessed because you will be comforted. You are blessed because you will receive mercy. You are blessed because you will see God. And they saw God right in front of them on that hillside. And they will see him again when he calls them home to be with him forever. So how many more blessings did they actually need? Most importantly, they were in possession of them despite of what I call their earthly condition or their state of life. If they were mourning, they would be comforted. If hungering for righteousness, they would be filled up. If they were meek and lowly, they would inherit the earth. You see, the amount of their earthly blessings did not control, did not limit, and did not dictate their living now in the blessedness of Jesus Christ, their Lord and their Savior, the eternal God. Later, the Apostle John will see a vision of God, further describe the blessedness we have to look forward to when God gives them the final revelation of Jesus Christ. In one part there, we find him standing before the throne of the Lamb. Got that picture in your mind? Jesus on a throne as a lamb. John then sees the host of heaven arrayed in all white, and this is what they're calling out. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Now hold that thought for a second. Salvation belongs. Pull that out, that salvation belongs even on your dark days, even on your troublesome days, your days filled with anxiety, your days filled with uncertainty for what's going to happen for the future. That is a blessedness that comforts you when you mourn. This is a blessedness that fills and satisfies you. Your heart is hungry and your soul is thirsty. Salvation from God. But beware of one thing. Some people may try to rob you of the blessedness of these Beatitudes this morning. They will kind of do a little change on you, and I call it, they change them into do attitudes. Like, you do this, or you do that, and you have the right attitude, and a can-do spirit about you, you may receive those blessings. Don't believe them for a second, because that is not how God works his blessing for you and me. Did you hear John say they had washed their robes, made them white in their blood, sweat, and tears? Nope, I didn't. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. That's how they are blessed. And you? You were washed in the blood of the Lamb at your baptism. You now have the blessedness they heard from Jesus. You are blessed in the midst of whatever is happening in your life. Up, down, sideways, it doesn't matter. You are blessed there. You can rejoice and be glad even when people persecute you, say false things against you on account of Jesus Christ. Why? Because you trust and you follow Jesus Christ. Nobody else. He is the one whom you follow. The three blessings that God inspires Isaiah to write once again: steadfast love, peace with God, compassion from God. Since you already have those blessings, and they'll never depart from you, can you imagine what is yet to come from God in your future? God inspires St. Paul to write to the church in Ephesus, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." Blessed in Christ, chosen in Jesus Christ himself, holy and blameless before God, You can rejoice in all of God's blessings because great is your reward in heaven. A reward not dependent upon what you do, not dependent upon what I do, but a reward dependent upon what God did for you in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. That is from where our blessings come. So at the end of each day, lay your head on your pillow at night and think, how was my day? You can pray to God. I had a blessed day because you and I are always God's child, forgiven and redeemed, and we are an heir of the kingdom of God now and forever. Now, we can bless others. Those of you who know me know I love coffee. My favorite coffee cup is this one. It says bless, right? But if you're left-handed, it still says bless. But if you're sitting across from me watching me drink coffee, are you thinking that I'm blessed? Or maybe are you thinking that you too are blessed? What was that? I've never blessed the coffee, and I don't take cream and sugar in it, so no. The next bag of coffee I open, next K-pot I open, I think I'll look and see if that coffee was blessed. We are blessed as God's people in all that we do, and all God's people say, amen.